DeepEnglish.com.
English expressions like everything happens for a reason sound hokey to some, but not if you believe in fate or destiny. To some, how do English expressions like everything happens for a reason sound? To some, English expressions like everything happens for a reason sound hokey. Do they sound hokey if you believe in fate or destiny? No, they don't. They don't sound hokey if you believe in fate or destiny. Do you believe in fate or destiny? Pediatrician Dr. Michael Shannon says, "Things are supposed to happen when they do. I see examples of this almost daily in my life and practice." What kind of doctor is Michael Shannon? Michael Shannon is a pediatrician. What does he believe? He believes that things are supposed to happen when they do. Does he often see examples of this? Yes, he does. He sees examples of this almost daily in his life and practice. In 2011, Dr. Shannon was driving down a coastal highway in California when he was hit by a truck. He was trapped in his vehicle as it caught fire. In 2011, was Dr. Shannon hit by a car? No, he wasn't. He was hit by a truck. Was he hit by a truck in Oregon? No, he wasn't. He was hit by a truck in California. And did he leave his vehicle as it caught fire? No, he didn't. He was trapped in his vehicle as it caught fire. Lucky for him, firefighters were nearby and arrived within minutes. Who was nearby and arrived within minutes? Firefighters were nearby and arrived within minutes. Paramedic Chris Troche used a rescue tool called the Jaws of Life to separate Dr. Shannon from his crumpled car. He then pulled him to safety. What did paramedic Chris Troche use to separate Dr. Shannon from his crumpled car? Paramedic Chris Troche used a rescue tool called the Jaws of Life to separate Dr. Shannon from his crumpled car. Then what did Troche do? He then pulled Dr. Shannon to safety. Neither Shannon nor Troche knew that this was not their first meeting. Did Shannon or Troche know that this was not their first meeting? No, they didn't. Neither Shannon nor Troche knew that this was not their first meeting. 26 years before, Troche was a 3.2-pound premature baby. 26 years before, what was Troche? 26 years before, Troche was a 3.2-pound premature baby. His life teetered on the brink, and he was only given a 50-50 chance of survival. Was Troche's life in danger? Yes, it was. His life teetered on the brink. What were his chances of survival? He was only given a 50-50 chance of survival. The doctor that worked around the clock to save him was none other than Dr. Shannon, and baby Troche grew up to be paramedic Troche. Who was the doctor that worked around the clock to save Troche? Dr. Shannon was the doctor that worked around the clock to save Troche. And who grew up to be paramedic Troche? Baby Troche grew up to be paramedic Troche. And paramedic Troche just so happened to be minutes away when Dr. Shannon needed him to save his own life. Did paramedic Troche just so happen to be hours away when Dr. Shannon needed him to save his own life? No, he didn't. Paramedic Troche just so happened to be minutes away when Dr. Shannon needed him to save his own life. It wasn't until later that the amazing coincidence came to light. When did the amazing coincidence come to light? It wasn't until later that the amazing coincidence came to light. When Troche was visiting the hospital and heard Dr. Shannon's name, he realized that he had saved the life of the man who had saved his life. What did Troche realize when he heard Dr. Shannon's name? He realized that he had saved the life of the man who had saved his life. Dr. Shannon spent the next 45 days in the hospital. He made a full recovery, minus two toes that had to be amputated. How long did Dr. Shannon spend in the hospital? Dr. Shannon spent the next 45 days in the hospital. And did he make a full recovery? Yes, he did. He made a full recovery, minus two toes that had to be amputated. Dr. Shannon says, "It's amazing to watch them all grow up. But to have one come back in your life on a day you really need it, that's really incredible. What did Dr. Shannon say? Dr. Shannon said, "It's amazing to watch them all grow up, but to have one come back in your life on a day you really need it, that's really incredible." Trokey has since become a father, and he has aptly chosen Dr. Shannon to be his son's doctor. Has Trokey since become a father? Yes, he has. Trokey has since become a father. And what has he aptly chosen Dr. Shannon to be? He has aptly chosen Dr. Shannon to be his son's doctor. If you were Trokey, would you choose Dr. Shannon to be your son's doctor?